What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's McInnes Marketing Minute. We are not from the rooftop today. As you can see, we're in our boardroom, and Jay is squished in between the wall and myself, as my shoulders are too broad for that, and Jay has the shoulders of a seven-year-old girl, so therefore he's placed next to the wall. Welcome to the January 2020 market update. I've said enough. You carry on.
Done? Okay. So things have continued in this market, but things have continued activity-wise up into the higher price points.
They have.
So we're going to get in some numbers here that highlight that.
Yeah, so we've got a few numbers for you based on Vancouver, East Side and West Side, and then we've got a broader scope for you as well for Greater Vancouver for the board. We're trying to give you, as well as we can in like 10 minutes, the micro and the macro market at the moment as well, based on the update. So without going too much into inventory, because we did that last week, which we'll put a link up which you can click to if you want to read a little bit more about that or watch the video about that. But looking at new listings to the market versus the amount of sales, it paints quite a clear picture. So Eastside Condos, January 2019, we had 263 new listings to the market with 61 sales. January 2020, we had 234 new listings to the market and 108 sales. Eastside Houses, 195 newly listed homes in January 2019 to 44 sales. 120 new listed Eastside Houses in January 2020 versus 53 sales.
Okay, I'm gonna do the other half. Westside Condos.
Yeah.
If I can read this far. 235 listings as of January 2019 and 34 sales. And January 2020, 144 listings with 35. So same absorption, half the inventory. Very interesting. Westside Houses, 728 listings a year ago and 163 sales. And 592 listings January 2020 to 240. So quite a lot less inventory, but substantially more sales.
Yes, we've continued to come down on the inventory and rise higher in sales. That paints the picture for East Side and West Side, which is why probably a lot of you who are playing in that market right now have noticed quite a difference across a broad range of pricing when it comes to multiple offers, just the rush in getting in, what places are actually selling for, so on and so forth.
And we're seeing a lot in that entry house price point. We talked a lot about that, the price point to the top of condos and the beginning of houses really came down, and we're now seeing a lot of multiples in that entry house price point as well.
Yes.
Which has been interesting.
Yeah, and so in terms of sales for the greater spectrum of Greater Vancouver, it was actually a 42.4% increase from January 2019 to January 2020. However, I do want to, of course, like to live as an eternal optimist, but I do think it's important, and if anyone watches us, you'll know how much we're not really a fan of the 10-year average, but we are 7.3% below the 10-year average, which doesn't paint anything towards our market now, but when you put it in perspective, I think it's very easy to get caught away and think that things are going back to crazy, and that's not the case. And as we can see, prices are just steadily increasing, like 0.8% from December 2019 to January 2020. So although the sales are happening, they're happening fast and they're happening a lot more, we're not seeing like the even 1, 2, 3, or 4% price increases at all. So things are coming along steady, inventory is low, sales are happening, but it's not throwing up prices, and we are still 1.2% down on the home price index versus this time last year.
Yeah, and I get asked—
with those price increases that have happened over the past 4 months.
Yeah, and I assume you do as well. I get asked quite often, are we gonna see the numbers that we saw before things changed anytime soon? My opinion of that is all the fundamentals that were in place when we went crazy and hit those absolute peaks are no longer around. Mm-hmm. So my opinion is we're moving healthy as the numbers state. activity has picked up again. But as you said as well, the pricing has started to tick up slightly, but we're not seeing that dramatic increase. And I don't think this is kind of a goal that people should be holding out for in the short term whatsoever.
No, definitely not. I mean, you're setting yourself up for failure. We've been saying it for months now, and there is such a wealth of proof and evidence now that if you're a seller, this market is all about pricing accurately. If it's priced accurately, it will sell, and it will sell fast. If it's not priced accurately, it's not a case of I'm just going to sit there for 6 months and then I'll sell. You need to be prepared to sit there in the next for the next 6, 12, 18 months and still potentially not have anything at all if you're not pricing right. And at that point, you're just building up your days on market and you're just shooting yourself in
losing leverage. Yeah.
Buyers, on the other hand, as well, you should wake up to the current market that if something is priced right and priced effectively, you need to move, and you need to move now. And you've left, unfortunately, the market where it's a case of, oh, maybe we can offer less and try and get a deal here. There's been a lot of people we've even dealt with going into multiple offers that have wanted to put something in like 100 grand, 150, 50 grand below the asking price. And we're having agents turn around and say, don't even submit. To have an agent saying, just don't even put in an offer is amazing. Like it doesn't happen often because it's business. So it's, you're not gonna be getting your big, large prices. The market has changed from this time last year. You're fighting in a different field right now, and I think that's probably one of the hardest things for buyers right now is adjusting to that mindset after what they've been told the last 18 months.
Exactly, and the market, as I was just going to add on to that exact point, is structured differently now. You've got sellers that have looked at this ramp up in activity, and they've chosen to say, we're not going to entertain any offers until Monday at 6, for example. So with that in itself, you lose the leverage of negotiation, assuming there's at least one more offer on the table, which in this case, in a lot of inventory ranges, up to the high 1. Whatever millions, you're seeing that now. So the market has definitely changed. If you are a buyer, again, working with an agent, getting the comps and knowing exactly what it's worth and acting accordingly. And always remember, if you go into a multiple offer situation and you have at least one other party that you're competing with, unfortunately you lose the leverage of negotiation in that and have to put your best foot forward. So offer accordingly based on what you're looking at and know the numbers and be successful with the facts.
So we just want you guys to be successful. But that rounds up our update.
Is that watch strap color coordinated to your suit?
This watch strap is color coordinated to my suit. It was
and
by
your
accident.
Socks.
And these socks are also ankle, male cleavage. Do you know that? The ankle is the male cleavage.
You've told me many times over the last 2 years.
Embodiment of happy little coincidences.
That's unbelievable.
It's.
Do you actually have more than one strap for that watch? Or is this just totally coincidental?
It is totally coincidental.
For the video, of course.
It's just, like I said, a body full of happy little coincidences.
And on that note.
Okay, I and Jay's 7-year-old girl shoulders need to say goodbye. Have a wonderful weekend. Reach out to us with any more questions. When was the last time you went to the gym? So when was the last time you went to the gym?
A week ago Thursday.
There we go.
8 days.
And it shows. And it shows. Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.